Herkese merhabalar, ben Burak Şolt. Donanım Haber olarak Nokia'nın çok önemli bir yöneticisiyle beraberiz şu anda. Avrupa operasyonlarının başındaki isim. Öncelikle kendisini tanıtmasını isteyeceğim. Sonrasında da ülkemizde Nokia ve 5G hakkında sorular soracağım kendisine. First of all, I would like to thank you for sharing your time with us. And I would like to introduce yourself to our viewers and newcomers.
Of course, thank you very much. So my name is Rolf Werner. I work for Nokia as head of Europe and also CEO for Germany. And my role is to run the mobile network business across 60 countries for the entire Europe.
I would like to ask first the 5G roadmap of Nokia. In globally, in Turkey, what's on the list?
Okay, that's a very difficult question, actually. What's on the list? Because we have, as you can imagine, a lot on the list. So let me give you some brief explanation of what Nokia in general is doing around 5G. So we do have roughly 329 customers on 5G already on a global scale. We're running 110 5G networks as such. And especially in the last 9 quarters in a row, we've been growing our market share on a global scale. So we are very successful in what our technology will bring going forward. If you consider the latest innovations in 5G, we are really up to speed into O-RAN, into Cloud RAN, and everything that relates to, let's say, the latest technology around 5G. And with a lot of customers, we are already discussing, of course, 5G Advanced, 5G Plus, and going forward 6G already. So we're really at the high level of technology.
I would like to ask in terms of Turkey, what kind of operations, ongoing operations there is, and what kind of future we will see in Turkey in terms of 5G?
Of course. So Turkey is in so far a very interesting market for us because Turkey has so far no 5G licenses auctioned. As such, we think, especially in Turkey, the market potential is very important. We do have business with all operators in Turkey. Our, let's say, market footprint is very important. We do have more than 700 people who do work in Turkey from the Nokia side. And we are also producing 4G equipment here in Turkey. For example, together with Karel in a joint operation. And this is something very important because we consider Turkey as a very important market. That's why we also wanted to have local production, which is very important. And going forward, with the 5G coming probably in 2026, as far as we are informed.
We hope so.
We hope so. We think it's one of the most important markets in Europe because you have a lot around manufacturing, a lot around logistics, a lot about customers who care for secure networks and high bandwidth networks. So with our technology in 5G, for example, when it comes to slicing, when it comes to coding as a network, when it comes to open APIs, we are very much convinced that this is a possibility to monetize the 5G network as what is needed for an operator. Once you paid the license, you need the money to flow back. But at the same time, it will increase the competitiveness of Turkey as a nation. Because with 5G, you can do applications which you probably cannot do today. At the beginning, it will, of course, be based on the 4G core. It will not be what we call the real 5G. So 5G SA, standalone, where you have a core end-to-end, which is, real 5G, will then be providing all of the applications that are needed. Think about a slice in which you can, for example, run drones in a completely secure way with bandwidth that is secured only to you. or you have an IoT environment, a shop floor where you're running robots, for example, in this textile industry, which is very important mm-hmm. here in Turkey. So lots of applications you can do where actually you can either combine it with a private wireless network based on 5G, depending on whether the frequencies will be given out also on to private customers. But even if you do it on a public 5G network, you can provide slices and private parts of it mm-hmm. for manufacturing and for factories, but also for seaports, for airports. So everything's possible.
We would like to see at least gigabit speeds on our phones, like mobile gamers like me. I would like to individual channel for my phone for
of
games.
Of course. For the consumer side, I think thinking down the road, 26, and of course you have all these innovations in mind when you have, the new goggles of Apple, when you think about gaming on high speed. So especially for the consumers, it will be very, very compelling and exciting possibilities. I always refer to the industrial applications mm-hmm. because, of course, there's at the beginning a lot of, let's say, research in there. But thinking about the consumers, we are already testing a lot about this, customer experience, for example, mm-hmm. in events, when you go to an ice hockey stadium, when you go to a football stadium. Yeah. The completely immersive experience mm-hmm. you may have once you get into a stadium. You could also have the perspective, for example, of, the player on the field mm-hmm. or the goalkeeper or, whoever is running around. Maybe the referee is carrying also a camera going forward. And that could be immersive.
Without lag.
Of course, without lag, this is the most important. Yeah. I mean, today, let's face it, you go to a stadium, usually you have a problem simply to upload your WhatsApp pictures. And that's something which should be completely over. I mean, not only with 5G, mm-hmm. but even, I mean, thinking about 6G, we're going to have much higher uplink and downlink speeds.
Because one of the problems I have is when you in a crowded space like stadium, you cannot use the internet properly.
No.
It becomes impossible without with so many people using
of
the
course.
Internet. So 5G is at least so important for me for this kind of situation.
No, I can imagine. So 5G as such and 5G SA definitely, and of course 5G Plus. Latest 6G, think about it, we have already signed MOUs with Turkcell and with Turk Telekom mm-hmm. just at the Mobile World Congress for 6G. I mean, we don't even have 5G here, but we think ahead. And once we think about, innovation in the Turkcell network, but also innovation in the Turk Telekom mm-hmm. network, the baseband, whatever we talk about, the radios, they need to get prepared for 5G and for 6G going forward. Mm-hmm. So lots of, let's say, innovation discussion is happening, and we're very, very confident that going forward, you will be able to send your pictures out.
I would like to share instantly from the site.
This will be possible.
I would like to open another subject, mm-hmm. AI. AI mm-hmm. and 5G. Is there a correlation between them, each other? Are they accelerating each other, or there is a correlation between them, like AI enhancing the 5G, or thanks to 5G, AI is faster or more capable? I would like to hear from you.
So there are various aspects. I mean, we as Nokia have a great partnership with NVIDIA, when you think about AI, it's all about, computing speed mm-hmm. and the way you are processing data into useful information. Mm-hmm. And taking this forward, taking your example of you would like to upload a small video. Mm-hmm. If you want to do this, you need AI being embedded in the network.
Yeah.
So that being embedded in the network could be used to make a more intelligent traffic management mm-hmm. than probably what you have in some other places. So I take the example of events. The moment you know there is an event, but also the moment you know there is, for example, Within a match, always the same time when, you know, there's the break when people are using their phones mm-hmm. much more, you need to have higher bandwidth. Of course, traffic management means traffic management being AI-based, you know exactly once there is more bandwidth needed, once there's more capacity needed. That can be done. On the other side, it could also be done to save energy at night mm-hmm. when, for example, between 2 and 3 o'clock, there's not much traffic. You could completely bring your antennas, your network, your BTS is completely down to what we call extreme deep sleep mode. Mm-hmm. And that would mean you're more or less consuming nothing on the energy side. And this is something very, very compelling for a lot of operators. Mm-hmm. And for us, we think that as a green idea is also very important going forward. So think about traffic management with AI, think about optimization mm-hmm. when you are detecting, flaws on the cybersecurity side, when you are detecting issues through AI, which are relating to traffic issues as such. Mm-hmm. And of course, optimized fixing of these problems. So you keep up a quality which is perfect. And in the final end, AI, of course, has another aspect, is in the way how you and me use the network, mm-hmm. because we are eager to learn more from the internet, which probably will then provide us with, like we said, immersive reality. AI will be used in the way that AI is able to tell whether you or me is using the device, or we're not even using devices going forward, mm-hmm. because what we think is 6G, the big difference will be that the network is able to sense. So we're not using as much devices as before. The network is able to sense subjects and objects, for example, for traffic management. Mm-hmm. All that will be combined with AI. And if you don't have, you know, the artificial intelligence and the deep learning mode behind, then there will be no future applications possible.
For the consumer side, there is PIN variables, like recognize the place around you, and you will not wait for the recognition, like this is chair, this is table. Right. You show it to something, you wait for it to response, and this takes like sometimes with some devices 5 seconds, 6 seconds. This is boring.
Indeed.
You would like to have instant response, like,
of course,
this is table, you can use it for this. This is chair, you can use it for this, or you can do this combination. I would like to hear instantly, and it's it will be instant in with 5G. I hope so. I would like to try.
Of course. I think there's a lot of possibilities which you cannot use today, but in the future going forward, 5G, 6G, whatever, it needs to be in real time. Mm-hmm. You need to have that in many situations in real time for security reasons. Mm-hmm. Think about a remote surgery. You cannot wait, you know, whether you have to do this or that when you have, you know, a surgery ongoing. Mm-hmm. There will be remote instructions, for example, from doctors who work together, who sit on 3 different continents mm-hmm. When they do very complex surgeries. And I'm highly convinced you do not need any kind of, you know, Wi-Fi application or anything that's connecting, not through 5G mm-hmm. or going forward 6G, because it will then even be more secure.
Yes, and there is one subject I would like to ask most. Are we late in Turkey for 5G, or there will be leap like 5G advanced, 5.5G, like
there is same like advanced,
4G, but it's advanced, then it will be 4.5G. But the essential part is, are we late for it, or?
So I'm a very polite person. So
okay.
But I need to be also very honest to you.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, most of the countries, let's say in the Western and in the European world, have 5G implemented. This is maybe the part of where Turkey has to, you know, catch up a little bit, I would say.
Yeah.
Implementing 5G, as I just said, mm-hmm. And you take Western Europe, in a way has shown that 90% of these 5G networks are obviously not 5G SA. Mm-hmm. So they are simply, you know, taking off the traffic from, you know, the LTE, from the 4G, and then bring it into 5G, where you have the radio, but all of mm-hmm. the rest, more or less, most of the rest, definitely the core is still on 4G mm-hmm. Technology. So the advantage for Turkey is, well, first, being a little late when it comes to, you know, auctioning and licensing, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but at the same time, you can benefit big time from the experiences that you see in other countries, where, of course, they are maybe front runners in a certain way, mm-hmm. but have they already exploited the 5G network really? Have they found the right applications to monetize the 5G network? Mm-hmm. Are they running 5G SA? Most of them not. Mm-hmm. So that's a chance for Turkey where they say, okay, look, we have seen what the others have done wrong. Mm-hmm. We can do it much better. Yeah. And it's so important for this country with all this potential.
It's going to be a great example. Like we have, like we don't have a package of unlimited data in Turkey. So maybe with the 5G or 5.5G, I don't know what will be the title. We can see the unlimited data package, and
I'm pretty sure this is coming. I mean, you as a gamer need this for sure.
Yes. Especially for the AI, I upload the videos and images are okay, but videos are extremely high capacity, and like this video is about 100 gigabytes.
Okay.
So I need to upload it for my editor to edit it.
Yeah.
So I need faster and faster upload speeds.
Of course.
And unlimited data package. I would like to hear from our operators.
We will tell our customers this is exactly what you need.
Yanımda şu anda gerçekten çok yetkili bir isim olduğu için ben de çok heyecanlandım. Önümüzdeki 5G yenilikleri için çok güzel şeyler geliyor olacak ve bunu Nokia ciddi bir şekilde buradaki ortak partnerlerle beraber üstleniyor olacak. Thank you for everything.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Görüşmek üzere, hoşça kalın arkadaşlar.